You're now listening to The Nosh with your host, the Kosher Guru.
And we're back. Yes, it's been some time. Pesach was here. But now, The Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru, on its all-new day and time on Tuesday evenings on Station 620. Thanks to Zev Brenner and Talkline Communications is here. Holy cow! Not only holy cow kosher, but holy cow! Pesach was amazing. Everyone is back in the grind. So much going on in foodie world, and so much to talk about Pesach vacations, Pesach stories, Pesach nightmares. Yes, I know Zev Brenner on Talkline Communications has interviewed many people, talked to people firsthand who experienced a lot of these experiences, but it's insane. But Baruch Hashem, thank God, we had a beautiful Pesach down in Florida, which we'll get into very, very shortly. But first, I want to thank everybody for tuning in and joining once again The Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru. Yes, you always ask, who and what is Kosher Guru? Kosher Guru is the one, the leader in kosher Jewish marketing. We are a full service, a full branded kosher Jewish marketing and media company. We help you create, we help you market, we help you brand, we help you build, we help you make kosher and bring kosher to the masses in a fun, filled way. You could always check out our website at www.thekosherguru.com. You could click on the top on our consulting tab and check out all the amazing things that we do. Also coming very, very soon, we are reworking, rebranding, rebuilding our website to offer you so much more in amazing kosher. As I told you, we're working on, of course, a recipe book, a cookbook that will be out hopefully within a few months to a year or so. A lot going on. Going to be very, very cool. Very, very special. Something which I believe is going to be new to the kosher market. So look forward to that. Also, we're going to be bringing a lot of new blogs and recipes and a lot of events and a lot more items to purchase and look forward to on our website, which will be very, very cool. So just stay tuned for that and keep following the website and make sure everyone signs up on the website to join our email list. Our email list is going to be exciting. We're going to be emailing everybody weekly or monthly updates, what's going on, reminders. So join Kosher Gurus, Kosher Nation, stay part of everything, and enjoy the ride of kosher and enjoy the experiences of kosher that we experience all around the world. But first and foremost, make sure to follow us all over social media. Of course, on our Twitter, yes, Twitter, page at The Kosher Guru, and always use hashtag Do You Guru to join in the wonderful conversations that we have regarding our pet peeves, which we'll talk about in a little bit also. Facebook. We have a great Facebook page, Kosher Guru, and a great group with over 6,600 members and growing weekly. It's Kosher Gurus, Kosher Nation. People post all day informative recipes, news, questions, their experiences. Just join, post away, have fun. There is no censorship and open to all to partake in. Whether you're a restaurant, a person, a company, enjoy the conversation, enjoy the community, and help build it up so everybody could enjoy it together. Of course, on Instagram at Kosher Guru, we have so many followers, so many posts. We love our Instagram community and our page, so keep it up. We thank you so much for helping it be one of the leaders in the kosher world and kosher market. YouTube. Yes, YouTube. We have a great YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe. It's Kosher Guru. So many informative, fun videos, educational videos, great videos of events. You'll see restaurants, products, Divrei Torah, as we said, educational videos. And stay tuned for many more videos coming very, very soon as Spielberg gets to the editing room. And of course, puts on the director's hat on the street, as we will be making many more videos very, very soon. Also check out, as I said before, our website, www.thekosherguru.com, and make sure that you send all of your emails, because I do read them all and I love getting them every week to guru@thekosherguru. I answer them all, read them all. Thank you so much for all of the fan mail. It is great to have and great to receive it all the time. Also, we have a WhatsApp group. Now, to join the WhatsApp group, it's a daily group. We really want to keep out any trolls or people that really are there to what's called cause trouble. We are a beautiful family that loves sharing experiences, asking questions on the go. You need information on the shot. So if you do want to join the WhatsApp group, email guru@thekosherguru, send in your name, full name, first and last, phone number, a little bit about you, where we can find you on social media, just to make sure you are who you are, that you say you are. Of course, a little bit of vetting is always a good thing. So let's get right into it. The team had a crazy, crazy Pesach. Of course, I spent Pesach down in Orlando, Florida, with a different Pesach program at Windsor at Westside with Spielberg himself, Yossi Axelrod, and his amazing family. Our CEO, David Mossberg, was at the Marco Polo Hotel in the Miami Beach area. He had a great time. He said the food was great. Everything was great. And of course, Duvi Weider, our CFO, was holding the fort down back in the Five Towns, enjoying the delicious Palm Prime Passover edition from Pomegranate and other local shops that he enjoyed so much great food over. But we're back. Now, one thing I do want to discuss in the pet peeve area this week, and this is really from my experiences down in Pesach, which I saw, unfortunately, so many people doing it, so many families doing it, which I just thought was really, really disgusting. Where you go to a program and tell, you know, and pay for five people, but you bring two or three other people for free. Or you go to a hotel or a program, as I said, or a villa, and you try to, I don't know if the right word is handle, I don't want to be so negative right now to so many people out there, but it's really, really disgusting. If you said you're five people, you come with five people. If you said you're eight people, you come with eight people, but not double or more, and then expect to get everything for free. That's lying, that's cheating, it's disgusting, it takes away from the program, it hurts the people that put the program together, and hurts others, because food just doesn't appear overnight. Everything was ordered based on numbers, and it is Geneva. So I'm going to leave it at that. People know who they are out there, and it's shameful, and it's really, really disgusting to see it happen firsthand. I've heard many, many stories, but when you see it, you just want to just ask them why. And when you do ask them why, they're like, I don't know. How do you not have an answer of what you do? Very, very not right. But that's the pet peeve for today. Hopefully everyone could be honest and do the right thing. Yes, indeed. Pesach stories. Wow. Before Pesach, there were a few cancellations of programs. But if anybody is reading the articles or staying on top of what's going on all over social media, you have seen the crazy, crazy stories that happen on programs out of Cancun, where supposedly the tour operators somehow disappeared in the middle of the night to leave the guests the next day to themselves after the program was over, to fend for themselves with an unpaid bill to the hotel, and the hotel charged people lots of money. The story has been all over. It's been talked on the radio here, on blogs. I just can't believe these stories happen. I really, really, it mesmerizes me. And hearing other programs where chefs quit halfway through, they didn't get paid, they had issues with the tour operators, tour operators didn't order enough food, people were fighting for matzahs, there was no kids room food in certain programs down in Florida. Dinner was disastrous. People fighting, having the police call to handle lines, charging into the kitchens. I just couldn't believe it. I can't believe these things happen on Pesach programs. People pay so much money to go and enjoy programs with their family and friends. And the tour operators, you guys are supposed to be professionals. You guys, you know, it's a business. That's no way to handle business, what to do. Love to see what happens next year and how everything shapes up in the Pesach hotel world, because it's going to be very, very interesting after all the stories that are all over social media and people when it's time to book their rooms and book their Pesach vacations next year. As I always say, go with people who you know, who you heard of, who are reputable, have been in the business for a very, very long time. Like I've been the past 2 years and enjoyed a great Pesach down with a different Pesach program. It's a villa. It's like a hybrid program. Food delivered to your villas. They had some buffets, some kedeshim, some barbecues. You could pick up anything you want at the breakfast pickup for breakfast and lunches every day. Plenty of food. So much food. It was amazing. Had a great time down in Orlando. Florida with them, enjoyed Disney World, enjoyed Aquatica at SeaWorld, enjoyed Legoland, enjoyed so many, and shopping everywhere, enjoyed so much family fun filled day trips during Chol HaMoed, a little bit before Pesach, a little bit after Pesach. It was great. It really, really was great to be down there and enjoying it all with a different Pesach program. Looking forward to booking with them next year in 2018. If Mashiach doesn't come, we're not all in Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael. God willing, back down in Orlando, Florida with the great program from a different Pesach program. But now that I am back, I did have to refill my fridges, restock my freezers, restock my food. And what's the best way, in my opinion, on doing that is using Easy Kosher. Yes, www.easykosher.com is a great resource for you, a great platform, a great company to order all of your food from. Great in Manhattan, all over the Lower East Side, Upper East Side, Upper West Side, Teaneck, New Jersey, Westchester County, Riverdale, Passaic. They do such a great job. It's very, very easy. The prices are great. The service is amazing. Order what you want. You get a confirmation. You even get a tracking code where you could track the driver, where your van is, when it'll arrive to you. Great customer service. Ever have a question, you email them right away. They answer you. You can call them. I'm telling you, if you haven't checked it out, check them out, because they do an excellent, excellent job of delivering your groceries. They really make grocery shopping simplified. They are great. But not only grocery shopping that I have to do, I'm looking forward to Lag BaOmer. I'm looking forward to Shabbos and all the barbecues I'm making and dinners. And meat is an integral part. Chicken, meat, duck is an integral part of that. And if you've been following me on social media, you've seen where I've been getting my meat from, my steaks. My son is in love with the skirt steaks from Grow and Behold. You must check out, and I say must because they are an amazing, amazing company. Grow and Behold, all under the Star K Glot Kosher. They have a full line of great meats: lamb, veal, chicken, turkey, duck. They have Beit Yosef also. They bring you delicious, glatt kosher, pastured meats raised on small family farms. They adhere to the strictest standards of kosher, animal welfare, worker treatment, and sustainable agriculture. Anna and Naftali Hano are amazing people. They do great, great things within the kosher world. If you have never tried them out, go to growandbehold.com. Check them out. Try them out. You will thank me later. The quality of the meat speaks for itself. The meat just melts in your mouth. It like cooks itself. You don't even have to pretend to be a chef. It cooks itself. Get on it today. Call them and you'll thank me later. Anyway, I've been going on about Pesach and food now and everything else. Let's take a brief break to hear a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back to talk about more industry happenings and things in the kosher foodie world. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be right back after a brief word from our sponsors. Holy cow, Glatt Kosher Charcuterie and Sausages, creators of wide variety of handcrafted meat and poultry charcuterie products, marketed under the Holy Cow and Shtetl name. Beautiful, gourmet, Glatt Kosher under the Star K. Look for it today in your local supermarket's meat and poultry section, or ask for it by name. And we're back. Thank you so much, Holy Cow Kosher Crafted, for being an amazing sponsor and believing in our show and everything that we do. Speaking with Holy Cow recently and the CEO and the people behind Holy Cow, they are working on an amazing factory right now in New Jersey. Stay tuned for amazing things coming out from Holy Cow Kosher, from charcuteries, sausages, and so much more. They are really a leader in kosher sausages and charcuterie, and I can't wait to actually taste so much more, and not only the samples that you have provided for us, but the actual products, and purchase them on the shelves of kosher supermarkets and supermarkets around the country, as people really will be so looking forward to all of the amazing things coming from Holy Cow Kosher very, very shortly. A lot of news actually in the kosher world this week. A few quick things. Starbucks Rare Unicorn Frappuccino Blended Creme. So there was speculations and talk about it on the internet that it is certified kosher, it's okay to eat, kosher, kosherous, what level. I'm not here to paskin, I'm not here to tell anybody what to do and what level they are, but speaking to one of my mashgichim ravs at the Star K, who I hold very highly of and consult on many kosher projects around the world, not only the country, and a recent alert on kosher.com, and I'll just read verbatim and you could do what you want, but just be careful out there, as I do try to tell everyone to speak to the local Orthodox rabbi first before making any opinion. But the exact information that is disseminated from the Star K on kosher.com is there is information on the web that Starbucks Rare Unicorn Frappuccino Blended Creme is kosher. In response to my question, the Star K reported, in quotation marks, the ingredients of the unicorn are not all certified kosher. Working directly with Starbucks, Star K has not been able to approve this item. So at the time, and it only was a limited edition run, take it for what you want it to be said, but I passed and did not try it, as that was the recommendation I got from the Mashgichim and Rabbanim that I spoke with. Also, some very, very, we'll call it interesting news out of the OU kosher world, the Orthodox Union, is that Arnold's various breads baked by Bimbo Bakeries USA, the Orthodox Union does not certify dairy breads. Recently, many breads manufactured by Bimbo Bakeries USA, including some Arnold brand breads, were reformulated and now contain dairy. As a result, breads that were previously certified by the Orthodox Union no longer carry the OU symbol. Consumers should look for the OU symbol to ascertain that a product is kosher. And the OU is asking consumers to contact Bimbo Bakery at 800-984-0989. That is 800-984-0989 to express their concerns about this loss of supervision and the change in the product formulation. Now, I did post today, earlier today, in the Kosher Gurus Kosher Nation group on Facebook. There are halachas that go into so many things, and one of the halachas that are there, that is the Rabbanan from the rabbis from about 2,000 years ago, let's say, is that we are not allowed to make or eat dairy breads. There are a few certain stipulations that you are. So if you really want to get the entire picture and read everything, you could either go to the OU website, OU.org, and search dairy breads, or you could go to the Facebook group that I'm sure we're all members on and part of the community if we have Facebook. Go to the post that I did and really click over there. It shows you exactly the reasons behind it. And there you will have your answers on why dairy breads are not kosher, not allowed to have, and the reasons behind it. History was made this past week. History was made at Brisket King 2017. Now, I did have tickets to go to Brisket King. I was invited by the founder of Brisket King. I thought I would be there, but I was still in Orlando, Florida. I didn't realize it was Wednesday night. There was Thursday night, but it was Wednesday night. I didn't get in to New York till Thursday morning, so I missed the history that was made. And if you've been living under a rock and you don't know what the history is, let me tell you. Srilly Edelman of Izzy's Smokehouse, Izzy's Barbecue in Crown Heights, was the only kosher presenter this year at Brisket King. And he won. He won Brisket King 2017. He was handed the golden calf. Yes, that's the trophy, believe it or not. How ironic that the Brisket King, the trophy is a golden calf. How ironic that a Yid, a good Jewish boy from Crown Heights, won the golden calf this year. His brisket beat out all others. There were so many brisket enthusiasts, smoke enthusiasts, restaurants, retailers from all around the area that partook in this competition. But the one and only Srilly Edelman won and was crowned Brisket King 2017. But what is even very, very cool is that that his good friend Mendel Siegel, that would be Rabbi Q, barbecue rabbi from Kansas City, flew in to be with him at Brisket King. And it was an honor to go out with them, enjoy them. We had a great meal at Bison and Bourbon to celebrate on Saturday night. We spent hours there schmoozing and talking shop. But what's even cooler is that Mendel Siegel is considered the grand master, the grand champion, the pit master of kosher barbecue. Now, he's given this course before. Mendel Siegel has a competition class where he teaches a select few that want to sign up, and he'll give you all of the information that he uses to win these barbecue competitions. He'll teach you. He's like a real rav, a real educator, and he loves to give over his vast knowledge of awesomeness in barbecue. And at the Estate this past Sunday in Queens, New York, in Kew Gardens Hills, he had a competition class that he gave over to a few barbecue enthusiasts who learned all the secrets that he has to offer. Our very own Spielberg was there as a student of the King and now wants to compete in all the competitions. And the next competition that Kosher Guru will be of, that I have confirmed, will be the Havana Grilla barbecue competition in Philadelphia this August. Very, very excited. You could check out Havana Grilla on Facebook, the Philly Kosher Barbecue Competition. You could Google, check them out. Make sure you get your tickets, as Kosher Guru will be the host of the event. We will be down there. And hey, you never know, maybe Spielberg himself will be competing on a Kosher Guru team at the competition. But even further news is that Mendel Siegel's new sauces and rubs will be out, his competition rub. The rub that he uses that's won him so many accolades across the entire country and beyond will, God willing, be on the market for retail purchase at that time. You can now get the Mendel Siegel rub on barbecue sauce at your local kosher supermarket retailer. If not, ask for it by name. My good friends at Quality Frozen Foods is a great distributor of them. So they really are and could be available anywhere, and I hope that you do ask for it by name, because it's great. And I want to wish a mazel tov and congratulations to Izzy Srilly Edelman as being crowned Brisket King 2017. Also, speaking about smoked meats, in Florida, I had the gracious opportunity to meet Chef Arie of Miami Beach, who did a collaboration with Judd's Smokehouse. Judd's Holy Rollers had them in Emerald Island. Great avocado guac burger, $100 burger, and the collaboration was great. Looking forward to many more eats with Judd's Holy Rollers, Judd's Memphis Barbecue, and of course looking forward to doing a lot with Chef Arie. So stay tuned as we bring you Chef Arie to the forefront of the kosher world, because everybody must know who Chef Arie is. I have to give a big shout out to Begun. Recently, last night, I was in the supermarket locally, and I love eggplant parmesan. I just love fried. I love eggplant. Everyone who knows me, who eats with me, goes out with me, Shabbos table, knows I love eggplant. So I was just so tired. I didn't have time to sit and buy the eggplants and slice them and dice them like my good friend Shlomo Klein had time. I told him about the Begun. Shlomo Klein is the publisher of Joy of Kosher magazine. I told Benny, he actually ran out and got it also. Loved them. Loved it. For Shlomo to love something, that's amazing. So I bought the pre-breaded Begun eggplant rounds. Use them. They were delicious. Look for it in my upcoming, wrote about it in my upcoming article in Ami Magazine, in The Whisk, where you can always check out News Chips by Kosher Guru. Also love all the great feedback I have from that article that I write weekly for Ami Magazine on all the food happenings in the kosher world as well. But Begun eggplant rounds, breaded, you must try. Easy, amazing, allows you to have a great, great dinner. Also, I want to let everybody know I will be spending Shavuos up at Honors Haven with Destinations Kosher Programs. Make sure you follow Destinations on Facebook, on Instagram. My good friend Yossi Zablocki had a very, very successful program up at Honors Haven for Pesach. And I will be spending Shavuos with Chazan Chaim Kiss, Rabbi Yechiel Lichtenstein, and of course Yossi Zablocki and the entire Destinations family. Everybody could call Destinations now to reserve a room, reserve a block of rooms, reserve every room, and join me for Shavuos, 845-794-6000. Once again, 845-794-6000. Would love to have everybody spending Shavuos with me up at Honors Haven, beautiful resort. The hotel is magnificent. The food is great. The rooms, the grounds, the falls, the davening, everything, the Zmiros, the Shiurim, all night learning, the tea rooms, great, great program, and looking forward, as I said, join me for Shavuos. But if you can't join me, my good friend Heshi Goldstein of One Dream Event will also be doing a Shavuos retreat getaway in New Jersey, and you could follow along and see when it's all the information is out at onedreamevent.com. Make sure you tell Heshi that the Kosher Guru sent you. And I will, be for Shavuos up over there as there is so much going on. We are almost nearing the end of our time, making sure that I covered as much as I could in today's segment of The Nash with your host, Kosher Guru. Once again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to The Nash with your host, Kosher Guru, welcoming everybody back from Pesach vacation. Whether you went away or stayed home, I just hope that you enjoyed all the food, the family, the davening, the matzah, of course, and the experiences that and memories you will have for a lifetime. And remember, kosher is all about the experience, loving it, bringing it to the masses, and enjoying anything and everything kosher. So once again, thank you so much for tuning in to The Nash with your host, Kosher Guru. I wish everybody a good Shabbos, a Shabbat Shalom. Peace out.